Business Breakfast with Owanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.
Jeff Halley joins us live from Jakarta, where he's facing the prospect of a monsoon in a few minutes. Trust your home and dry, as it were. We're seeing an inexorable rise in equities again today, aren't we?
Yes, indeed. Across most of Asia, we have seen a rise in equity markets yet again, following on from another strong performance from Wall Street overnight, particularly in Australia, where equity markets are up over 2%. The Nikkei and the Korean Kospi are both slightly lower on North Korean tensions. They've cut off all communications with the South Koreans, apparently, and also the strengthening of the yen overnight versus the dollar. But otherwise, across the rest of Asia, it's a sea of green, which I expect will set us up nicely for a positive open in Europe.
What's pushing it, do you think? What's changing? Is there a feeling of optimism about economies opening?
Yes, there's definitely that. I mean, we've seen this even in Indonesia this morning. They moved to a tapering of their lockdowns this week. They've now taken off the limits of seating an aircraft, for example. You now it can be more than 50% full, for example. We've also seen the Hong Kong government directly bail out Cathay Pacific Airlines with a $5 billion package this morning. That's just been announced as well. Gradually, we're seeing economies reopening. And, of course, we have the Federal Reserve coming up tomorrow night. They expect to be still uber dovish. And a lot of this rally has been propelled by the bottomless amounts of unconventional easing that central banks are flooding the markets with at the moment.
What of the continuing tensions between Hong Kong and China? How are you reading that right now?
It seems to have died off. The protest movements definitely appears to be on the back foot, and we've seen a number of large companies and also the oligarchs that make up most of the wealth in Hong Kong all coming out, notably companies such as Standard Chartered and HSBC, amongst others, coming out and supporting the new security law. So things have gone quiet there. The US is busily passing a law to sanction, I believe, some Chinese officials over that and their treatment of the Uyghurs. But that appears to be more of a US-China tension, not involving Hong Kong directly. So at the moment, the Hong Kong situation seems to have quietened down, although I suspect it has yet to go away completely.
It is extraordinary, isn't it, that given that record finish of the NASDAQ last night, or as we see it, our last night, as it were, in the United States, headlines this morning, a return of the bull market. You have to ask yourself why, but at the same time, that's a statistical thing, I would imagine, is it not, rather than an emotional thing, or is it a bit of both?
I think it's perhaps you could call it a statistical output that leads to an emotional response. I think the key underlying fact here we have to understand is that this entire asset market rally has been driven by the central banks around the world easing monetary policy and flooding the world's economy with cash to keep to offset the COVID-19 slowdown. And this is what's pushing up stock markets and other asset markets around the world.
You mentioned that you felt you would get this uber dovish, as you put it, message from the Fed. That presumably will have a knock-on effect for equity markets again when that becomes clear tomorrow evening.
Yes, I would expect that to happen. They announced yesterday that they were extending their small and medium enterprise lending scheme to encompass more of those types of companies in the United States. They wouldn't be doing that on a Monday if they were going to become somewhat less dovish on a Wednesday night. So I think they will reaffirm their intent to keep monetary policy as loose as it needs to be to get back to their unemployment target in the United States, which I think is around 4%. So given that unemployment is 13.5%, that's still a lot of easing to go.
And finally, again, headlines from today and yesterday here about what are described from the UK standpoint, this is a bit disparaging, but emerging economies shrinking for the first time in 60 years. Now, emerging economies, I think that sort of umbrella does not really include Asia, but more Africa, I'm guessing. But is that a good umbrella to look at? And B, is it happening as far as you can see?
I think if we look at the situation on the ground, we can definitely see in our everyday lives the effect of this COVID-19 pandemic on economic life. I believe it will disproportionately affect emerging markets as they have less financial resources at their disposal to fund recoveries or to shield the economy from these slowdowns. So I would expect developed markets in Asia to recover much faster than, say, Africa or particularly Latin America, which is in a world of pain at the moment.
Jeff Halley, thank you very much indeed.
This is the Business Breakfast with Owanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.